This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the nations, or the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That means the Gentiles trodding down Jerusalem. Of course, the kingdoms came, and one after the other came. The Romans were then there, and then one after the other have come and on down to the present time, when Jerusalem in the 20th century, actually 1967, came back into the hands of the Jews 42 years ago, almost this month. Bless the Lord. So he said there's going to be an end to it. It's not quite over yet, but it will be ended, and things will be restored. Now, verse 25, and there shall be signs. These things are not going to happen without signs, because God wants you to know when you live. You just have to, he skipped now down to the end times, the last days, the end of days. There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity. Have you seen any of that? The nations are in a dither. They don't know what to do. The sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Now, we're going to come back to that later, but that's what we're beginning with right now. I want you to turn over to Acts chapter 3, and this is Peter preaching on the southern steps of the temple on the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 3 and verse 20. No, I don't think that's the one I want. Yes, it is. Here, 19. We'll do 19. Repent you therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So the sign of his coming is going to be the restitution of all things that the prophets said. And that's your protection right there. The prophets said. Not just something somebody dreams up, but what the prophet said would be restored. So it's very, very important to know what prophets, New Testament prophets, they didn't even have a New Testament then, the prophets of the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, what they said will be restored, and we can watch for it. Now, Peter pointed us to these prophets. Turn to 2 Peter. I love to study the prophets. Oh my goodness, can you ever learn some things? 2 Peter, and we're going to start with verse 19. Now he has all, well, we might even go back just a little bit. Verse 16. 2 Peter is a great book I like to preach because it's all prophecy. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 16. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. I think I'll go back up a verse. 15. He's getting them ready because Peter's going to die. He knew the Lord better than anyone else, and Jesus hasn't come, and what in the world's going on? So Peter's going to tell them it's going to be a while. You're even going to have time for false prophets. And then he tells them what it will be like. And he tells them that he's going to go on like the Lord showed him. And I wanted to point out this to you, verse 15. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my, King James says decease. It doesn't say decease. It says exodus. And Exodus in the Greek means departure. So the Bible terminology for what we call physical death is never physical death. It's putting off your tabernacle, getting new clothes, putting off the old clothes, or it's called a departure. For the saint of God, when you're born again, you will never die after that. So he's going to say, after my departure, I want you to remember these things. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the dunamis and the parousia. He's going to come as king of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. When they were on the Holy Mount, they heard the voice of God. But we have something more sure than hearing God speak when we were up on the Mount of Transfiguration. More sure. And here's what it is. We have a more sure word of prophetikos is the Greek. It means the prophets, the written prophets of the Old Testament. We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well, the prophets, the prophetikos, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise. The period should go there. So we've got something more sure. You can live in a dark world. There can be all these signs going on around you, wars and rumors of wars and nations in perplexities, but you don't have to sit in the dark. We've got it written. It is written, and it is exciting what is written. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, but it does speak of the restoration of Israel, whether men like it or whether they don't. That's one of the main things that will be restored, and it's happening right now before our very eyes. This is Christians United for Israel Day, and we've been talking about it. So we are born of God, I'm telling you, this Christians United for Israel, and we are here at a time to bless Israel. We're fulfilling prophecy. Glory be to God. In your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophetikos of the scripture is of any private or isolated interpretation. What Isaiah said is not isolated from what Jeremiah said. What Jeremiah said is not isolated from what Ezekiel said. And what Amos said and what Hosea said. They're not isolated. You don't pick little scriptures out and isolate them. They all go together. There's a unity in the Word of God. And there's a unity in prophecy. Yes. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophetic coast of the scripture is of any isolated interpretation. For the prophetic coast came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And one of those holy men is the prophet Ezekiel. And oh my, do I have fun teaching Ezekiel. And we did an eschatology school on it, and then we wrote and wrote to get permission, because we used a lot of a Hebrew translated Bible. And we never did get an answer back from them. But do you know Alon Sharon? Alon Sharon, when we were in Israel, he said, oh, I know the guy that did the commentary. I'll get you the permission. Alon will be here. Oh, good. So Alon is getting us the rights, and we'll soon be able to offer that book and our teaching on it and its amazing things from the prophet Ezekiel. Now, what Jesus said, one of the signs, the sign he told them to watch is the fig tree. Watch the fig tree and all the nations. The fig tree is Israel. So you're supposed to watch Israel. And one of the main places to watch it is with the prophets in hand. And the prophet Ezekiel especially. Now, the first temple was destroyed. The second temple was destroyed, and that's what Jesus was prophesying. But the first temple had been destroyed in what? 596 BC. 500 plus years before Jesus was there, the first temple had been destroyed. It had been built, you know, by Solomon in the time of David and Solomon. and it was destroyed. And the people, the Jewish people were then, remember, he wanted to bless them in the land and let everybody, that was plan A, see that they were blessed. But if you don't obey me, I'm going to scatter you throughout all the earth. And then in the last days, I'm going to, King James says hiss for you, but the Hebrew says pipe for you. Play a little pipe, going to go off in your heart. You're going to come home. And so we see Jews come home from everywhere. It is amazing to watch them. Brandon said he was watching on 700 Club, and they talked about they found these people high in the mountains of Peru, keeping the Jewish ways. Well, we've been to those people when they got to Israel. They love to live in the mountains, and they live in the near the Alon Moray, near that tree, and we go to visit them, and it's exciting. He said in the Word that they'll even come home from China. So one of the amazing things that's happening right now, and God said that when nations see it, they're supposed to know that He's God. He's bringing them home. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now the prophet Ezekiel, they were told, if you don't straighten out, you're going to be in trouble, and you're going to be out of this land. And so Babylon came over, Nebuchadnezzar came over, and he carried off Jews into captivity, into Babylon. But the temple wasn't destroyed yet. And you remember Daniel went, one of the early groups. And the prophet Ezekiel went, and he prophesied to them the temple was going to be destroyed. And they didn't believe it. They counted him a false prophet. The temple can't be destroyed, but it was destroyed. A runner came one day and told them that the temple was destroyed. And so then after that, Ezekiel went, his esteem went high in their eyes, and they honored him very much. And all the days of Ezekiel, he lived with them there in that land. But he prophesied to them, God's not through with you. They're devastated. The temple was their contact with God. And they're devastated. They don't know if they have any hope anymore. And so he was the prophet that, praise the Lord. So the prophet Ezekiel prophesied to them. You remember, he was the one that the Lord took him out and showed him the valley of the dry bones. That's the whole house of Israel. He said, you're going to come back together. And God's going to breathe on you. And he prophesied all about those wonderful things. So that's what's going to be restored. Exactly as the prophet Ezekiel said, the prophet Jeremiah, and all the other prophets. And so I want you to turn with me to the book of Ezekiel. Yehezkiel. And you remember he saw the chariots of God. He saw the wheel within a wheel. Remember? And what happened with Ezekiel in seeing those chariots of God, the temple could never have been destroyed if the Shekinah glory was in it. So the Shekinah glory, the Shekinah is the way you say it, left the temple. And those chariots of God, they had come to escort the glory out of the temple.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.